Chapter 18. Patrick Falk stood alone and shoveled the molasses-like clay soil over the coffins of his family. His clothes were soaked through by a light rain and his own sweat. It had been his wish to dig the common grave and fill it himself. The burial services were long over, and his friends and neighbors had departed, leaving him to his grievous task. At last he patted smooth the last shovelful, stood back, and looked down. The headstone had not arrived yet, and the mound seemed stark and forlorn among the older gravesites that had been blanketed by grass and edged with rows of neatly kept flowers. He fell to his knees and reached into a pocket of his discarded coat. His hand came out with a fistful of bougainvillea petals. These he sprinkled over the damp earth. Falk let the grief flow. He wept until after the sun dipped below the horizon. He wept until his eyes could no longer produce tears. His mind traveled back 12 years and ran off images like a movie projector. He saw Myrna and the kids in the little cottage near Aberdeen on the North Sea. He saw the looks of surprise and happiness in their faces when he told them they were all packing up and heading to Natal to start a farm. He saw how sickly white-skinned Jenny and Pat Jr. were beside the other school children of Umkono, and how quickly they became tanned and robust. He saw Myrna begrudgingly leaving Scotland to alter her lifestyle totally, and then coming to love Africa even more than he. "You'll never make a good farmer until you flush the salt water out of your veins," she used to tell him. Her voice seemed so clear to him that he could not accept the fact that she lay beneath the ground he knelt on, never to see the daylight again. He was alone now, and the thought left him lost. "When a woman loses a man," he recalled hearing somewhere, "she picks up her life as before and perseveres. But when a man loses a woman, he dies by half." He forced the once happy scenes from his mind and tried to conjure the shadowy figure of a man. The face had no distinct features, because it was the face of a man Fox had never seen, the face of Hiram Lusana. Fox's grief was suddenly engulfed by a tidal surge of cold hatred. He balled his fists and beat them against the wet ground until his emotions finally drained away. Then he gave a great sigh and neatly arranged the bougainvillea petals so that they spelled out Myrna's and the children's names. Then he rose unsteadily to his feet, and he knew what he had to do.